It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome. Hi, everyone. So happy to be here in flow with you for another fantastic episode where we get to explore your life and the meaning of it, as well as your consciousness and what you are able and capable of doing with this glorious ability you've been given, which is to co-create and to make of your life whatever you wish out of it. And if that sounds like too big to be true or too good to be true, then you need to listen to more of this program and go back and perhaps listen to some archives of this show. We are broadcasting live, in case you're listening to this as a podcast. The live broadcast currently goes out on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And just go to flowdreaming.com to the podcast page, and you can listen to it live there. And the reason I suggest this is you can call me. Yes, live call-ins. Call with your questions about your life, where you're going, what's happening for you. If you need intuitive advice, guidance, looking into people or situations, I am all down for that. And we'll get to that a little bit later this hour. In the meantime, though, today's topic is your life major, your life theme. And this topic has been a long time brewing. It's something I touch on a bit in Me School. When I did a big live event last February, we spoke in depth about this, what it means to have a major in your life, and what you should be doing with it. Are you succeeding or failing your classes? So let's just jump in. A life major, a life theme, is something that you can understand yourself as having decided to master. I want to master this. Just like you send a kid off to college and they say, well, I'm going to master engineering and I'm going to master English literature and I'm going to master, right? They pick something that they're going to spend some years of their life devoted to and really trying to figure out. It's their major. And a major is something you master. You become skilled at it. You own it. You understand it. You get it. Well, how do you get mastery over something? For most of us, it means we have to experience the opposite of that thing. We have to know what it is we're mastering. And to do that, we have to set ourselves up with all kinds of experiences that will help us master that thing. So let's say, for instance, that you want to master fear. Well, if you don't understand fear, if you haven't been afraid, if you haven't been really, really afraid, how will you master it? How will you master it? So you end up getting a life put together for you, probably from the very beginning, because you have people who are helping you put together your life, your parents, your brothers, sisters, family, your country, your city, right? All of that. And the goal is give this person some fearful situations because they want to master them. They want to master fear. And only by knowing it, owning it, experiencing it, seeing it, going through it over and over and over again, will they really fine-tune that mastery. Notice this is a different way of looking at things than the old life lessons. And, you know, I always used to laugh and I would think like, what is there some legion of angels out there who have all these logbooks and every one of us is like, okay, here's all the lessons that you have to learn and here's all the lifetimes you have to learn them through. I would love to see that master book. I mean, I would love it. If there is a master book, show it to me. I want to know what lessons are in there, what ones I can safely ignore. Is it possible to cheat on any of those tests? I'd like to know that. I really, really would. I don't think that's how it works. I don't think there is a grading system that we are having to measure up to. In the world of flow as I have seen it, we are all little bits of source experiencing ourselves, growing, developing, and adding to the whole. It is your choice what you get to add to the whole. You know, like cells in your body, some are going to be your fingernail cells and some of them will be your, you know, your pineal gland cells and some of them will be your intestinal cells. It's all kinds of cells. Each cell is fulfilling its own destiny, its own mastery as part of the whole. It's creating something more, you know, big and beautiful as a result of its own mastery of what it's after. So perhaps you said, I want to master fear, or I want to master inner power, or I want to master success or self-worth. Oftentimes the things that we choose to master, they're really, really high level. I mean, they're big. They're big things. I want to master unconditional love. And under these things, under these themes, these majors, come an umbrella of things that support your mastery in them. It's not all the same class. You know, perhaps you want to master betrayal. So what do you get? A bunch of situations where you're not kept safe, where people you love disappoint you or hurt you, where things that you think should be fair are not fair. I mention this because this was one of my life majors, has been one of my life majors. So I get all kinds of situations that give me the ability to go, oh, I know this. I know this. This is really opposite than me looking at it and going, oh my God, I did this again and I got into this again and I thought I had solved this lesson, but here it is again. As long as you're doing that, you're getting into a spiral of what more? I don't get it. I thought I did so great. Again, like it's some sort of test that someone is, you know, putting you through, and then they're going to shift and give you another set of lessons and then another set. And when does it end and what is the purpose? To evolve us into finer beings? What if you define the major? What if you define the success? What if you define the success through how you feel at the end of the experience? No big logbook in the sky. It's how you feel at the end of the experience. If you can go through a difficult experience, one that really challenges you to master it, and you master it, like you really master it thoroughly, beautifully, like, oh man, imagine if you were playing tennis and you mastered a particular kind of stroke, you just like, I've mastered it. How do you know that? You waiting for someone else to tell you, or do you know it? Because whenever you do that kind of serve, it's perfect. It's always right. It feels so easy. You could do it with your eyes closed. It gives you a sense of fulfillment and joy and perfection and alignment inside. It's just right. That's how mastery feels. That's how mastery feels. Life is going to keep giving you opportunities so you can master it again and again and again. So you can master it until the point where you finally say, I'm kind of bored of mastering this. Wouldn't that be awesome if there was something in your life about which you could say, I'm kind of bored of mastering this? What if it was money, right? Money and self-worth, worth in the world, your sense of inner personal value. What if that's one of your life majors? I lack inner personal value. I lack a feeling of true worth, which means I lack a sense that I am deeply lovable and worthy of being happy, that I should be happy, that I was made to be happy. Life will serve me and support me in that happiness. This is all tied to money. And so you're given the opportunity to master money again and again. You're given money and then you do something dumb. You go, oh, it's my lesson. I always have the same thing happen. It's terrible. No. You know, if I am teaching my child how to do a math problem or reading for the first time, you ever taught a child to read? It's kind of exciting. You know, you go A, ah, ah, B, 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 C, K, 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 you know, and eventually you go K, at, K, at, cat, 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 and they get it. But they have to do it over and over and over again. They have to be kept being given the opportunity, read more, read more, read more, read with me, sound it out, read more. If you are experiencing the same thing over and over again, you can know that you have chosen this as your area to master. And if you have faith in yourself, if you have belief in yourself, you know that the things you choose to master are darn good decisions for you. Some part of you, some deeper part of you knows this is a really good decision. I chose this. It wasn't forced on me. I chose this. I chose this kind of mastery. Why? Why did I choose this kind of mastery? Well, I think this very question is one of the things that's really kind of progressing the whole coaching world right now. People are experiencing mastery, and they're realizing the reason I'm choosing to experience mastery over this is because I wanted to teach others. I wanted to experience mastery, therefore I will be able to teach others to also experience this kind of mastery. I want to gift it back. I want to gift it back. So we end up with these very high level kinds of choices, compassion, love, right? Love without strings, being able to sacrifice, being able to be beyond fear. You know, I was saying to one of my classes a couple weeks ago, I said, if I think about what a true enlightened being would be like, an angel, whatever you want to call it, I say, I would sense a being that doesn't have any triggers in it. Nothing will trigger it. I can be mean to it. I can be nasty to it. I can be upsetting to it. I can disappoint it. But its response to me is, I still love you. I still care. I'm still committed. Let's keep going. Right? There is nothing that I could possibly do to push any button in this being's body or consciousness. Like, well, it's not really a body there. Because this being is pure love. It's pure acceptance. It's mastered all of those other things that may have catapulted it into needing to protect itself, needing to be right, needing to get ahead, needing to look good, needing to all those things that you and I are currently mastering. What if we master all of those? What kind of being will we end up as? Right? That's where I want to go. That's what I want to head toward. So I am willing to come to class and take all my lessons and go ahead and master all of these things, knowing that I am the one grading the papers. I go through the experience. If I end up at the end of the experience feeling bitter, broken, angry, pissed off, rejected, ill, guilty, I didn't master it. My emotions told me that. They're the grade book. Those emotions are all D's and F's. If I go through the experience and I feel like, okay, I feel love here. I feel compassion here. I even feel gentle and compassionate with myself. Gosh, I blew it again, but I feel love and compassion for myself. And I thank the other party for helping me with this mastery. Whoa, that's starting to sound a little better. Because at the end of the day, my emotions are maybe a C, B, B plus. Someday, when I go through one of these so-called repeating patterns in my life, and I come out feeling like, that was interesting. I wonder why I went through that again. I don't really feel any impact by it. Just more curiosity. I'm even surprised it came into my life because it took a long time and it showed up. And I guess a tiny part of me must have aligned to it still because it showed up. It was sort of like that little final little teensy bit of mastery. Life was saying to me, one more time, show us one more time that you've got it. And you know what? I really got it because I feel great. I feel great. I feel happy. I feel at peace. Then I'll give myself an A. And it means if that situation comes up again, is it going to hurt me? Is it going to throw me off my game? Is it going to defeat me? No, because I'm in a state of mastery over it. It's easy. It's like that tennis serve. It's easy. It just flows. I've got it. Eventually, when you come into a state of mastery, you don't need to keep getting more incidences to show your mastery because it's been done. It's been done. Time to move on to something else. You will get bored of it. You will no longer attract it. Won't have any appeal to you. A lot of times people have this experience when they were attracted to a certain kind of partner. You know, maybe a partner that mimicked, you know, the way that they grew up. You know, maybe they fell in love with somebody who was narcissistic or insecure or alcoholic or unable to share, emotionally closed, any of those things, right? And more. And you have the one relationship like that and it explodes and goes bad. And the next one comes in and you're like, God, I fell for that same kind of person. Why am I doing that? Well, because you're still aligned to that person. There's an element of mastery here that you're looking for. And maybe that mastery is to be able or to allow myself to be loved for who I truly am, to not have to need and work for the kind of love or to do things that make me feel like I'm doing the right thing for love. Could be a whole bunch of stuff in there. But ultimately, you come to the point where you go, gosh, I'm just not even attracted to that kind of person anymore. In fact, a person asked me out. And I just had this feeling about them. I'm like, yeah, you're just like Joe and Jim and Bob and Jack and or it could be a woman. You're just like them. I sense that, and I'm just not interested. No, thank you. What have you done in that moment? This beautiful, neutral, gentle, non-reaction, non-trigger. You have just set yourself up for a new series of masteries. The new series of mastery is I can love a different kind of being. And in this kind of love, I am appreciated. I am seen. I am cared for. It is equal. It is nurturing. It is honest. It is open. I am myself. Ooh, I want to start mastering something new, which is total authentic self-expression and lovability. And now you're going to get a series of relationships that will help you master that. So sometimes our life majors take a whole darn lifetime, maybe even more, who knows? But they take a long time. Things happen, and in fact, right now, you can look at some of the major events in your life and see if there is one thing that you can string in common between them all, one emotional state, one emotional outcome in common between them all. On the surface, maybe one was in the area of relationships and another in body. I mentioned betrayal for me. You know, my body betrayed me with cancer just a few years ago. The one thing I thought would never betray me, or at least betray me this young. I'm like, oh, my mastery. Now I need to learn how to work through this in my health, right? And to love my body and be compassionate with it. Be compassionate with me, no matter what. No anger, no upset, no fear. Right? So for me, you know, mastering fear is definitely one of my life majors, as is safety, becoming safe, feeling safe, being safe, living safe, flowing with safety, change. Change is the opposite of safety in many people's minds. In mine too, it used to be, till I discovered flow. And that's when I realized that being able to master change is mastering safety. And that's mastering flow. You can have more than one major, like I'm pointing out. Some can be bigger and some can be minors. Minors, you know, like college minors. There's a major and a minor. Or in a beautiful song, there's a major theme, and then often there are some minor themes to it. You know, minor riffs that repeat, but there's the major sound. You know, the dominant one. So will be true in your life. Some of them you will solve early on, never to return. Others will be with you all the way through. And in some cases, new ones will develop and evolve. You know, when we're young, we tend to get a lot of our majors set in place. Well, of course, because that's you in your first year of college. You know, you're impressionable. It's when everything comes together. It's when the track is set. We often say, why do so many bad things happen to us when we're young? Well, because that's when it begins. When do you think life begins? It begins when you're young. Major starts when you're young. You say, yeah, but then it becomes entrenched. I'm like, it only becomes entrenched if you stay young, if you stay the child. If you grow and evolve and you keep up with things, then the child changes. The inner self changes and it grows. You know, imagine if we were all as immature as we were when we were 8. Boy, we would be difficult to live with, wouldn't we? I'd be having temper tantrums all the time. But we're not. We grow. So you should be growing through your major, growing emotionally. So, you know, for me, of course, one of the ways that I do that is through flow dreaming, through co-creating, through emotional reconditioning. It's a term I've been using the last couple of years. Whenever I find a pattern and I notice the way that I normally, habitually would have reacted to it, instead of being angry, like, why do I have this? You know, other people have other patterns, but this one's mine. I go, okay, great. This is my pattern. Love it. This must be part of what I'm mastering. Okay. How can I feel differently around this? Because I know that's key. At the end of the day, that's where I'm giving myself a grade, how I feel. How do I feel different? So this way, I don't have to wait for crappy things to keep happening to me to keep getting that challenge. I can start emotionally reconditioning myself now. It's almost like strength training before you have a big competition, right? You wouldn't just go to a competition and suddenly lift a 500-pound weight. You would be training for it all the time. You'd say, okay, I'm going to lift more, and I'm going to lift more, and I'll lift more. That's emotional reconditioning. That's what flow dreaming does for you. So that when you do encounter something, you're like, whoa, that's a lot lighter than I thought it would be. Whoa, that was a lot easier than I expected. Whoa, I actually overtrained for that. I've totally got it. This meant nothing to me. This was great. This was perfect. And by meaning nothing, I meant in a good way. No trigger. No trigger. So think about right now all those things in your life. What is the common theme in between them? What were they asking you to master? If you can write that down, you are well on your way to go deeper into self-discovery. Okay, so on that note, my darlings, we have a quick little break. And when we get back, yes, calls. So go ahead and dial in. It is a U.S. number. It's 1-760-456-7277. Again, 1-760-456-7277. And we'll be back right after this. We're on break, and while I give myself a second to regroup, I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life, and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching, and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Now let's get back to the show. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, you guys, ready? We're going to do some calls. We're going to do some flow dreaming together. Before we do, I have been putting little whispers out into the cyberspace world of audio, meaning, in other words, I've been mentioning little bits about it here in this very program. Next year is going to be enormous for flow dreaming and for me. I will be opening inflowradio.com, inflowradio.com. In fact, pretty soon I'm going to have a form up there on that website. It's being built, so you can't see anything really right now, but there is going to be a form there to allow you to jump onto the newsletter list for it. Jumping onto the newsletter list means that as soon as the broadcast goes live, as soon as the station is up and running, you're going to be the first in the know. Sending you things like show schedules, guides, who's on, what hosts you should listen to. So I want you to kind of, you know, save the date, save the date for next spring. And I'm happy already. We have three shows in the bag out of the 20 that we hope you will all be completely enjoying when we come out and greet you with all of our fantastic celebrities. Anyway, so you're going to want to go there and maybe put yourself on that mailing list. And again, if you're looking and the form is not there, it will be there very soon. If you're listening to this, you know, obviously as a podcaster, you know, replay, yeah, it should definitely be up by now. So that said, let's go. Susan, how about Susan from Denver? Hey, welcome to the program. You're live on air. You there?
Hi, yes. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I hear you pretty well. What's up? What can I help you with? Do I know you? Have we talked before? Too many questions.
We have not talked before.
Okay.
But I am doing some of your flow journey things, and I'm doing the 14-day program right now. I really like it.
Ooh, the Prosperity Challenge.
Yes, love it.
Love that. Love that. That is one of my most popular products I have ever made, that and Money Flow. So keep going.
Beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank
so
you.
I'm calling because I have a position that I absolutely love. It took me years to manifest a telework position, and I finally got it, and I've been doing it for about 3 years, but I've been with my company for 22. Mm-hmm. And we just found out that all of our positions may be getting cut due to budget. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of trying to get my energetic cords into the position so that it can concrete it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I know that if the position ends up moving, they'll try to find places for you. But I guess I'm just trying to get in my flow and get some stability.
Yeah.
Because the telework position really works beautifully for me with my daughter and my part-time
yeah.
business that I do outside of my full-time.
Mm-hmm. So what is your question? What do you need? What is your fear? What are you in doubt about?
I really don't want to have to do like a huge move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay where I'm at, and I love my position working from home.
Okay.
And the positions... My position working from home in my line of work is sort of rare. There's not a whole lot of them.
Okay.
So I really was blessed with this position.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess my concern is if they end up moving everything around, then I will end up having to work far from my home, which will put some stress on trying to get my daughter to school. And
yeah,
right now my setup is beautiful.
Right.
So I'm just trying to like, yikes.
I don't want that boat rocked. That's what I'm hearing.
That's right. I love it right now. I'm like, stay right where we are. I love this.
Yeah. Okay. And did you say, did you say in the beginning that they were going through, they're experiencing layoffs, that they're doing this?
Yes. What it is they're reallocating the budget. So they're trying to move our position
okay.
to a different organization that's located in a different place.
Okay. I see. Okay. Okay, so let me look here, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a flow prescription, okay? So,
okay.
Close your eyes with me. Because your intention has a lot to do with this. Right? The idea of co-creating is that, you know, you are an effective, important piece of the moment, that things aren't just already predestined and, you know, going to happen. If that's true, then we're all just pawns playing someone else's game and, you know, acting a part that's already been written, and that's kind of sad. So instead, you're recognizing, hey, how I'm feeling now is having a big impact on how this is going to go out, you know, play for me. So as you are in your flow, what you're feeling is, boy, this job, I love it. It just gets better and better. Don't put anything in there about moving or staying or fear. This job just gets better and better. I am so lucky.
Okay.
I am so lucky. You see, if you say things like that, then obviously you're not going to have to drive an hour and a half, you know, round circle to work, because that wouldn't mean your job got better and better, right? Your job would have gotten worse and worse.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
However,
yeah.
My job gets better and better. I just cannot believe how it increased its importance to me in my life, its value, it's the way that it just fits so perfectly in with my life. I'm wowed by how this restructuring worked for me. Boy, I am one of those people who came out on top. It really worked well for me. Okay, so that's like a blanket feeling state. Notice you are not responsible for figuring out how it's going to work for you, what that exactly looks like or means. You're just sending out the mandate, this is how I want to feel at the end of this. Okay? Now, Flo has the option to say, yes, this is how you feel, we'll match you. Or Flo can say, this company is going in a whole other direction. You're going to hate it here. Right? So we would rather get you another position altogether. You're leaving your doors open. You wouldn't want to be in something that you hate, nor are you in control of all the other people's choices in the company. So you see, you can't control the situation to say, this won't happen. Well, if that's the way the company's going and you no longer fit the company, you're still saying, I love my job, just not my job with that company anymore. the competitor across town scooped me up and said, do the same thing for me. Or whatever it may be. We don't know how it's going to play out. So I call that the emotional endpoint. I need you to just stay strong on that. Stay solid on that. Keep feeling that. All right? Dictate that to life and the universe. Okay?
Okay. That helps so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right, Susan. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling. I love it. Thank you for participating with me.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Absolutely.
Bye. Oh, my. Oh, here's somebody I know. Natalie, you're in me school, or you were in me school. How are you?
I'm good, Summer.
Oh boy, wonderful. It's good to talk with you.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where are you at?
Well, honestly, everything in my life is really good. I've been manifesting and with travel, like we were just in California. I got a family, I got a baby, a husband. So that's good. But I'm manifesting only kind of like halfway, three quarters of a way with my work. With what I'm doing.
Okay.
So
what are you doing? What are you up to these days?
I'm still doing acting. Okay. So. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of auditions lately, and I've been getting a lot of callbacks.
I remember that. You did that awesome Lexus commercial, right? Wasn't that you?
Yeah, that was me. That's right, yeah.
See, every now and then I pull something out of the deep, dark parts of my memory.
You have. That's good. Really good.
Ooh, yes, I remember that was such a big win. So you are what? Three quarters of the way, so you're getting a lot of what do you call it, leads but no bites or something along those lines.
Yeah, it's there's always like two auditions, the first one and then the second one, and then they'll hire you.
Yeah,
so I've been getting the second one, which is called a callback.
Yeah,
and then after I go to the callback, I'm nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So let's do a little bit right now to shed some of the energy that I just feel is kind of swirling around you in terms of it's like a buildup that started to happen, which is you've got into this sort of cycle of belief. I'll get through the first, I'll get through the second, and then it won't. It's almost like because you start to see something happening, it snowballs. Okay. So you have this snowball going on, which is I'm fine if I don't hear back from the second one. This has been going on lately. This happens. And your flow is like, oh, okay. She's expecting that. Well, I guess we should help her with that. So we want to kind of break up that thought pattern, that feeling pattern. So close your eyes with me.
Yeah. Okay.
You're on your callback. You're on your callback. It was flawless. Feel how flawless it was. Feel how everyone's smiling and they're not trying to like say that they're going to hire you yet, but it just feels so good. So good. And you walk out and you feel so comfortable and confident, and someone smiles at you as you walk out. And you can read in that smile, they were impressed. They liked me. That felt right. That felt right. And then you go home, and a day or two or a week goes by, and there's the number. There's the agency. There's the talent scout. There's whatever, whoever they are. There they are. And you pick up that phone, and you're dancing on your tippy toes. It went all the way to the end. It pushed all the way to the end. It completed the circle. It went all the way. And you feel this around over and over again. Exact scenario. Felt good, went to the callback. They said yes. Maybe they even said yes right then. Maybe somebody said yes the minute you walked out of the door. Yes, yes, yes. It goes all the way to the yes. All the way to the bright, shiny, yellow yes. Right there. And there you are. Now you're doing it. You're acting. You're in it. Being filmed. There you go. And you feel like this is it. The door broke open. The door broke open. The dam broke. The dam broke. And now it's just flooding in. Work, 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 work. They want me, then they want me, then they saw me, then they liked me, then they wanted me. Wow, look at all of this. I am so blessed. I am so blessed and lucky. So blessed. Okay, I'll come on back out. So, you see what we did there? We got you from a point where you were stuck in a certain feeling, the feeling of almost there. We completed that feeling with, I have it now. I got it. I'm even surprised and delighted at how quickly it happened. And I'm going all the way. And I was, as I was talking with you, I was thinking, you know, there's a flow dream called the Yellow Brick Road of Yeses. That one just flashed. Okay. You might even have it already. You may have it.
No, I don't. I'll get that one.
Ooh, well, then you need that one. Get that one. Because it creates that yes energy around you. Everyone says yes to you. Yes, 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 yes. Right? And so you sort of walk around with that field about you. You know, and people encounter you and they feel all the yeses. And they're like, well, I like yeses too. Maybe I should be a yes with her. Maybe we should be a yes together. Let's be a yes. Right? So that's the energy you're walking in with all the time. You know, it's not an energy of let me show you what I can do, but come be a yes with me. Come be a yes with me. You know, and frankly, if you're going for commercials, that's what everybody wants people to do. Look at the commercial and say yes. Buy it. So it's a great energy to carry around for that particular. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, it was for film too. There's some film things in there too.
Yeah. Excellent. Everybody wants to feel like if they're a yes with you and they want people to come and say yes to their film. See, everybody wants a yes. So go in with that energy, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Awesome. It's so good to hear from you again. I'm so happy to know that you're doing really well. Okay.
Yeah, I really am.
All right, my darling. Well, love you, miss you, and hopefully I'll hear from you again at some point. And thank you for calling in.
I love you, miss you too. Thank you, Summer.
All right. Bye, Natalie. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that's so sweet. So I am not going to overfill myself with calls this time like I think I did on my last episode because I want to leave some time to do some flow dreaming with you guys. Get you into that state of beautiful flow, loving your life major. I mean, you may as well love it, right? You're stuck with it. May as well love it. And if you love it, now you're already on your way to getting a B or an A. If you hate it, you're still slumming it down there with the C's, D's, and F's. Sorry, I know I can be a little bald in my speech sometimes, but that's how it is. So for those of you who haven't experienced flow dreaming, it's a modality, it's a technique. It is a state of being where you are emotionally connected to something greater than yourself. It's a little bit like meditation, except that you don't clear your mind. You kind of sort of make a connection. And you make that connection by letting yourself daydream. Imagine. I mean, seriously, just make stuff up. Make stuff up. Just like when you're starting to daydream and you kind of drift off and you're like, what do you do when you daydream? Do you say things to people? make up conversations in your head? Do you see people? Do you see things happening? That's what you do when you flow dream. You make stuff up. And eventually, you start feeling around that stuff. You feel. Feel what you want to have happen. Feel what you want to walk into. And then you will notice at a certain point, you totally lose track of where you are, how much time has passed around you, what you're doing, all of it. Right? I always say flow dream when you're on the treadmill. And when you come out of it, 10 minutes will have been done. I mean, you know, a third of your workout is already taken care of, right? Isn't that what you always want? Like, get it over with. Flow dream when you're in the shower. Flow dream when you're washing dishes, when you're taking a walk. You don't always have to close your eyes. You know, most of the time when we daydream, we're not closing our eyes. But that's because we are naturally shifting into it and our brain is wired to do that. You are causing yourself to shift into it. So it helps a bit to close your eyes and shut off other stimuli. But you can easily do it with your eyes open too if you train yourself that way. Okay, so go ahead, close those eyes and take a nice, deep, and beautiful breath. Relax. Release. Take another breath all the way down to your abdomen. This time as you release, try and make a little noise. Open up your throat. Feels really good. Release. Relax. And let go. Let go into flow. Let go like a feather. A little white feather floating on the breeze, being carried aloft in the air, carried on and on, never touching the ground, a soft current of light and energy. You are moving forward, moving into your next step, your next moment, your next hour, your next day, your next year. Moving into your next set of experiences, it's all very natural. You didn't have to force yourself to do this. It just works. It just happens. You're naturally moving forward in your life. There you go. Floating. Ease-filled life. Easy, easy, easy and good. Floating and flowing. And now you feel something from your past bubble up in your mind. Something you still perhaps are upset about or don't quite understand or wish hadn't happened. Something that took a lot of emotion out of you. Just took a lot out of you. That thing comes up inside you. Thing comes up inside you. And you recognize it. I call you a pattern, but you're kind of my major. What if? What if sometime, a long time ago, before I was even aware here, I selected you? I said, I want to master you. What if someone gave you a course book and said you can master any or all of these things? Which one sounds the most interesting, the most useful to you? And you ran your finger down that celestial page and you said, this one. I think if I mastered this one, I would be very content. I'd feel good. Feels part of my calling. Feels right for me. Okay then. You get to master it. Because what else would you be doing here in this earth life? Just nothing? Do you want to make it pointless? Want to make it not worthwhile? Do you want to make it a big waste of the universe's energy? No. You say, no, it's going to be important. I am not wasting this. I am mastering something here. Learning, growing, developing something, becoming bigger inside of me. Giving back, adding to the whole with this new thing that I now know. And I'm grateful for every experience in my life that's given me the ability to do this. given me a chance, an opportunity for greater and greater mastery. I am so grateful. I am grateful for this opportunity for more and more mastery. My arms are open wide. As I go into my next opportunity for this mastery, I go in without fear, without dread, without worry, without anger, without any kind of apprehension. As I go into this next opportunity for mastery, I laugh a bit to myself at the ease with which I go through it. It's easy. Wow, this is easy. This is not a problem. This is so much easier than it's ever, ever, ever been. Wow. Easy, easy, easy. Mastery. I'm almost there. I'm a lot closer than I thought. All right. No resistance. Just joy and gratitude. I chose this, and I honor myself and my wisdom in my choices. And so you hold that feeling inside of you, in your flow, even now as you find yourself returning and coming back from flow. And open your eyes. There you go. How did that feel? It should have felt really nice. Should have felt really good. Good, good, good. Emotionally delicious. Emotionally yummy. Notice if you had any fear come up. Or like, oh my God, what am I asking for? Is she really making me ask for this? I wasn't making you ask for it. Acknowledging, hey, the next time the opportunity comes up for me to have this kind of mastery, it's going to go very differently for me. It might even be pleasurable. Wow, who would have thought? But that's the idea. So, you know, as we wrap up this hour, I just want to say I know many of you are going through the holidays, and I've been talking with my classes about this, especially. A lot of times our patterns pop up during holidays. Why? I know, it seems ridiculous. Like, this is when we're supposed to all love each other and enjoy each other. And wait a second, why? This is not supposed to happen. But the holidays are kind of intense, what do you call it? Sort of, what's a good word? Coming together of energies. Right? Everything goes up. Expectations go up, expectations of family, money, right? That becomes an issue for many of us. We start to judge ourselves. I don't have enough. Look what I did. I'm still not any good. I'm still in debt. Now I have to go more in debt. Now I'm not getting what I, right? Well, it inflames us, the holidays, because so many of the things that trigger us, so many things that are attached to our patterns pop up to the surface. I know, it's ironic. And holidays are supposed to be about love and family and connection. And so often they end up being about everything but that. Because our patterns pop up. Trigger, 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 trigger. I want you to notice if any of your triggers have popped up. Money triggers, family triggers. Were you not invited to Christmas this year? Were you not part of the Hanukkah celebrations? Did someone leave you out? Was someone mean? No parties to attend, perhaps? Perhaps too many. Perhaps you feel the burden of always being on and you just want to say, no, I don't want to. I'm staying home. Forget it. Look and see what pieces and parts are popping up, showing you bits of your pattern. It's an ideal time to practice mastery of it, right? Don't just get through it. Don't just grit your teeth and say, oh, I can't wait till January 2nd. Use this. Use everything life gives you. This is your time to master little bits and pieces of this. If you do it this year, it means that next year, there'll be less to master, right? Hey, next year, better holidays, easier, more peaceful, more loving, more congruent, more on point, more the way you want them to be. Master it this year. Master it next year. Master it until there's nothing left to master. And you say, oh, December is my favorite. Everybody else gets crazy and cranky and tied up with worry and money and family and food allergies and eating too much and health and how I look and on and on and on and on. And who's got the kids this Christmas and what my ex is doing or not doing. Trigger, 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 trigger. All gone. Gone, 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 gone. Does not that sound absolutely divine? It does to me. All right. So I'm going to leave you with those little words of wisdom. I encourage you, get on the mastery train. Love it. Enjoy it. Use it. If you want, you can tell me how it went for you. I love it when you join me on Facebook in particular. And leave me a note. By the way, yes, I do have a page called Flow Dreaming. You know, it's the main page where, frankly, it's not my favorite page. But because you can't really comment back and forth with me there too easily. You have to comment on my post. You can't just say something. But I have a group. It's called I Love Flow Dreaming. And I want you to join that group. And that's where all the good, juicy, fun discussion goes, especially discussion about holidays and so forth. And of course, to all of my my friends and students in Me School, I love you guys. And you know, we're working on this too. And we'll have our own lovely and juicy discussion going on there. All right. Enough said, my darlings. I will see you all next week. Same time, same place for more Flow Dreaming. I have a present for you. It's a free gift. It's a kit that I created that teaches you how to flow dream in under 15 minutes. It's really easy to get. All you have to do is pull out your mobile device or phone and send me a text. Send it to the number 38470. Again, the phone number is just 38470. And then write the word flow, F-L-O-W, in the message area. That way, I can get your free kit sent right over to you, which includes a flow dream called Positive Flow for you to begin working with, as well as an audio guide and a tutorial. Remember, this only works in the U.S. If you're outside the country, go to my website and fill out your information there. And I hope you have a lot of fun with this. Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.